弟兄姊妹，我们请读圣经《哥林多后书》。
Brothers and sisters, let's please turn to 2 Corinthians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们读八到九节。
We will read verses 8 and 9.
弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
So we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes.We had the sentence of death in ourselves.
第四章，哥林多后书第四章第七节。
Chapter 4.
到十一节。我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力，能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不自失望；遭逼迫，却不被丢弃；打倒了，却不致死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上。
Chapter 4, verse 7. So we have this treasure in an earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body of the dying of Jesus.That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh.
16节
Verse 16.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比。荣耀的荣耀。
Verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
我们再请读灵后六章八到十节。
Chapter 6, verses 8 to 10.
第八节。
Verse 8.
荣耀羞辱恶名美名是否是诱惑人的却是诚实的是否不为人知人所知却是人所共知的是否要死却是活着的是否受责罚却是不致丧命的是否忧愁却是常常快乐的是否贫穷却是叫许多人富足的是否一无所有，却是样样都有的。
By honor or dishonor, by evil report or good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful but always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as have nothing and yet possessing all things.
八节到十节这一段的经文有九个相互矛盾的事情。
In this paragraph, we see nine things of contradiction.
我们再请读第七章第五节。
Chapter 7, verse 5.
我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候。身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难，外有征战， 内有惧怕。
For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, and inside were fears.
好，我们求主把他的圣灵赐给我们，让我们有属灵的悟性。
We ask the Lord to grant us this spiritual understanding through His Holy Spirit.
能够重新来靠着圣灵来对这些我们曾经读过的或是我们所熟悉的话有更深的一点认识。
So that through the Holy Spirit that we would have a deeper understanding of all these verses which we have read before and are familiar with.
愿主自己的话多一些开启我们里头的心里面的眼睛。
May through of the Lord, through His word, would enlighten even more of our inner eyes, of our hearts.
让我们在跟随主、侍奉主的路上，知道我们自己这个人是怎样的光景。
So that in the way of serving and following the Lord, we would really understand what kind of a person we really are.
我想我们每一个人都知道，我们基督徒必须要认识主，更多认识基督。
As a Christian, each one of us does know that we need to know the Christ even more.
我们也要说更多经历基督复活生命的大能。
And also, we want to say we want to experience more of His power of resurrection.
另一方面呢，我们也需要认识我们自己。
However, on the other side, that we also need to know ourselves.
知道我们是什么样的人。
To understand who we are.
或者说知道我们走到什么样的地步
or to say in our journey to what extent we have reached
我们走在何处
or where are we heading to
我们身在何方
and exactly where are we
或者说让我们知道我这个人所是的那个性质那个成分是什么
Or to fit another way to know the very nature of our being.
让我们学习很平衡的来认识我们这个人。
So that we can learn of ourselves in a very balanced way.
我想我们每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹都熟悉知道罗马书里头神怎样把我们一步一步带进这个救恩的真理里头。
And I believe that every child of God who is saved by grace understands that through Romans how God has led us step by step into His salvation.
怎样进入神的国度
？And how to enter His kingdom.
所以在罗马书里头，保罗提了几个的主题。
So in Romans we could discern several themes.
我们靠着信。因信称义成圣。
That is by faith we're justified and we're sanctified.
我们能够从罪和律法的里头被释放出来。
We could be released from sin and law.
我们在基督里得着永远的生命。
And also in Christ we have received this eternal life.
我们靠着圣灵行事。
And we walk by the Holy Spirit.
我们得着儿子的名分。
We have received the adoption as sons.
我们也知道神那个永远的目的。
And also we know God's eternal glorious purpose.
我们基督徒对于上述这些真理，我们是因着耶稣基督开我们里头的眼睛。
Because Jesus Christ has enlightened our inner eye, so we understand all the above truth.
我们开眼睛看见他为我们被钉十字架。
He opened our eyes, so we see that he was crucified for us.
我们看见他，我们与他同死同活。
We see that we died with him and we live with him.
我们在真理上，我们在经历当中经历了这个真实。
And also, in our experiences, we experience the truth.
所以圣经上说，我们就成为一个新造的人，旧事已过，一切都成为新的。
That's why the Bible teaches that we are a new generation, creation, that all things have passed away, everything is new.
但是进入罗马第七章以后呢，我们又看见另外一件事情。
However, as we enter into chapter 7 of Romans, we see another thing.
我们看见一个在天然的靠着天然的能力来想过正常基督徒生活的一个不可能的情形。
We see that condition in which a Christian trying to live a normal Christian life by his own strength.
换句话说，一个人不能靠天然能力来过一个正常基督生活，是不是？
In other words, it's simply that a person can never live a normal Christian life through his natural abilities or efforts.
所以在第八章的时候，保罗就说。
In chapter 8, Paul said,
他说靠着我们的主耶稣基督
By Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以我们在基督里就靠这个生命圣灵的律
In Christ, by the law of the Spirit of life,
我们就胜过了我们自己这个己的肢体中罪和死的律
We're able to overcome the law of the death and sin in the members of our body.
从保罗的书信里头，对着保罗来说，我们基督的生命
，To Paul, our Christian life,
就是一个不断的一个神迹
，is a continual miracle。
我们因着里头内心顺服圣灵的带领
，because we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in our hearts。
我们因着重生的生命
，and because of this regenerated life。
我们能够从那个败坏的肉体中发出那个属天的生命。
We actually live this divine life out of being delivered from this corrupt flesh.
败坏的肉体，以属天的生命。
Corrupt flesh as opposed to this life divine.
这是我们看见一个矛盾。
Here we see one contradiction.
所以罗马书第八章，保罗说。第十节他说基督若活在你们心里身体就因罪而死心灵却因义而活八章十节对
Therefore in chapter 8 verse 10 here we read As if Christ is in you the body is dead because of the sin but the spirit is alive because of righteousness
好今天早晨我想我们试着从刚才读的哥林多后书这些的圣经的部分
Now this morning, based upon the text we just read from 2 Corinthians,
我们来看看保罗所过的这个矛盾的基督徒的生活。
We would like to consider this contradictory life, which Paul has led.
从他的这个矛盾的生活中，我们来看一个榜样。
And we could see him as an example.Through his contradictory life.
我们看看从中我们得到一些的教训。
And maybe from all this we can learn something.
我们知道哥林多后书是一卷非常特别的书，保罗个人的一个经历的书。
We know 2 Corinthians is a very unique epistle. It speaks of Paul's personal experience.
它表明保罗这个人内心的属天的生命的一个经历。
It simply indicates the inner spiritual life, this divine life of Paul.
我们可以这样说，如果在新约的书信里面没有这卷书的话
，Or we could say it in this way: Should there be no 2 Corinthians in all the epistles?
我们是很难认识保罗这个人。
Then it would be very, very hard for us to come to know Paul.
在保罗其他的书信里面都充满了教训。
Paul's other epistles are filled with teachings.
那哥林多后书让我们看见教训背后的这个人。
However, in 2 Corinthians, we can actually see the person behind all these teachings.
其他的书信有许多许多的启示。
In other epistles, we could see many revelations.
特别在以弗所、哥罗西当中。
Especially in Ephesians and Colossians.
神把这个保罗提到三层天的这个。伟大的启示，最深的启示，给到保罗。
God gave Paul this a great revelation from the third heaven as he was taken up there.
但是从哥林多后书里面，我们看见神所启示给他启示的这个被托付的这个人是什么样的人
？But here in 2 Corinthians, we could see the very person to which God's entrustment had been committed to him. What kind of person he is?
我们从保罗的教训启示教训里头，我们看见他是以这个整个的经历成为他的背景。
From his teachings, we could see that they are all based upon his personal experiences.
保罗的执事是一个供应生命的执事。
Paul's ministry is a ministry of providing for life.
他的执事是从生命，是从经历中所产生的。
And his ministry issued out of his life.
如果我们说哥林多前书提到恩赐，论到教训的话。
Now in 1 Corinthians, he mentions gifts.
教训。
And his the doctrine.
那么哥林多后书就更多的论到生命的方面。
And 2 Corinthians speaks more of the issues of life.
我们看到保罗自己说，因着耶稣基督的死，在他的身上做工。
And here Paul says, because of the dying of Jesus at work in him,
他就有了生命。
Then he has life.
因着他得的生命。
And because he has received that life,
别人也因着他得的生命。
Then others also receive the same life through him.
现在我们来看一下四章的第七节。
So now we'll consider first 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
这是保罗写的矛盾的经历。
And this is one of the contradictory experiences that Paul had.
一面是宝贝，一面是瓦器。
On the one hand, there is this treasure. On the other hand, there are these earthen vessels.
照人看是非常稀奇的事情。
It's a quite an amazing thing according to man's perspective.
因为你有一个宝贝，你一定放在很珍藏的一个地方。
Because if you have a treasure, wouldn't you hide it in a very secret place?
你不会把一个宝贝放在很简陋的一个瓦器里。
You would hide it in a very special place. We would not put it in a very shoddy place.
唯有我们的神做着奇妙的事情。
Only our God could do something amazing like this.
唯有我们的神把世间最大的宝贝放在最卑微的器皿瓦器里头。
Only our God can place the greatest treasure in the most humble vessels.
我们信耶稣的人有经历上我们都知道。
All of us who believe in Jesus and through our experience we know.
这个有宝贝放在瓦器里，确实是我们基督徒生活的一个真实的写照。
That this statement is the true manifestation of our life as Christians, because we, as earthen vessels, do have this treasure in us.
我们不是瓦器。
We're not earthen vessels. We're not earthen vessels.
我们也不是宝贝。
Nor are we.Treasures.
我们基督徒是有宝贝在瓦放在瓦器里，有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
Christians are the earthen vessels which have this treasure within.
我想我们每个人，无论是基督徒或者是非基督徒，他都有他心目当中一个标准的好人的标准。
Well, Christians or non-believers, they, within their hearts, they all have this standard criterion as a good person.
上个礼拜我有一个朋友从深圳打电话给我。
Last week, a friend of mine from Shenzhen, China called me.
他说我看见你们这个水灾风灾很厉害。
I watched the news and I know you had this terrible storm and flood.
他说我正在台湾七日游。
And right now, I was in Taiwan enjoying my 7-day trip.
那我说，啊，那你感觉怎么样？对台湾印象
？So I asked him, what's his impression of Taiwan?
啊，他说我们这个旅行团的所有人都一致称赞，
oh,
非常好。
He said we all have this rave review of this of Taiwan, all the people of this tour.
所以他说我回去以后呢。我要在我的那个微博上，我写了一篇文章。
So when I go back home, I want to write something on my blog.
他说向海峡对岸的中国人致敬。
And I will pay my respect to all the people beyond the Taiwan Strait.
哦，是这么好。
Oh, so wonderful this place is.
但我知道他讲的意思。
But actually, I understand what he meant.
我在这些年在。两岸三地，经营业务。
All these years I do business in Taiwan, Hong Kong, and China. all the areas around the Taiwan Strait.
那么诚信这两个字呢？诚信。
Faithfulness, fidelity.
在商务上来说，诚信这两个字呢，现在在港台还存在。
I do believe that I still could see honesty, faithfulness in Taiwan and in Hong Kong.
答应的事情就做了。
If they promised me anything, they would do it.
当然在大陆现在有人说可能等下一代吧。
But in mainland China, people say, well, this kind of a situation, you have to wait until next generation.
我们看见每个人都有他心中好人的标准，是不是？
So we could see that every person in his heart has this criterion of being good.
但是我们蒙恩得救以后呢?
But after we're saved by grace,
我们对我们以前所称赞的人的这个观感就改变了。
Our view of those people we used to praise about might be different.
因为我们是在新的亮光里头来衡量他们的。
Because now we look at them, we measure them up in the new light.
一样，我们信主以后，我们对基督徒生活，我们是否里头有一个标准
？And then, so after we believe in the Lord, and after we become Christians, do we have this different measurement, different criteria, as being a Christian?
我们里头有一个目标，我们觉得我应该达到这样的光景。
Now we have a goal that we feel that we should reach.
他应该达到这个标准。
Or he is supposed to reach that goal.
当然，我们这些目标。标准都是很好。
Of course, our goals, our criteria are good.
但是我们要问，神心目当中的基督徒真实的光景是怎样的
？But this is what we need to ask. What is the true condition of a Christian in God's heart?
关于成圣，关于我们说的一个属灵人，到底是怎么样的光景呢
？What is the truth?Condition of being sanctified or a spiritual man.
或者你我是什么样的看法
？What's your take? What's my take on this?
我以前读罗马书的时候
，Well, it used to be that when I read this Romans,
老弟兄带领我们读到称义成圣
，and some elder brothers would lead us.To read about justification and sanctification.
我们眼睛真是被开启。
And at the time, our eyes were so opened.
但同时另一面呢，我们心中有一个成圣的一个标准出来了。
So at the same time, in our hearts, we have this standard of sanctification.
我说我们成圣要追求成圣，我这个人一点瓦器的光景都不应该有。
So to pursue this sanctification, there should be no condition of this earthen vessels in us.
我要控制我的情绪，我要控制我的脾气。
I have to control my emotions. I have to control my temperament.
哎呀，我要控制我的意志，我的思想天马行空啊。
I have to control my mind, my thoughts. I cannot let them simply roam around.
我对痛苦，我对失望，这些都是不应该的。我是一个应该很麻木的。
I should be numb to the feeling of suffering or anguish.
换句话说。这个魂生命的那些属性呢，好像都应该消失掉了。
In other words, all the characteristics of our soulish life should simply disappear.
好像这样叫做属灵的一个证明。
As though all this would prove that what a spiritual man is.
你回过头看这些年呢，如果说这样叫属灵的话，实际上它停止了一个人的生活。
But as I look back upon all those years of thinking, if this is what so-called spirituality, then this person actually has stopped living as a person.
很多时候我们试图把我们这个瓦器掩盖住。
A lot of times we simply try to cover these earthen vessels of ours.
我们不愿意承认让别人看见这个瓦器的存在。
We don't want other people to see the very existence of our earthen vessels.
如果这些都遮盖住呢，我们就成圣了。
If all these characteristics of earthen vessels are covered, then we have been sanctified.
当然你知道，如果真有人这样做的话
，But suppose a person really does this.
这个人真不近人情啊，是吧？
This person is simply has no human feelings, not as a man.
因为他真的不敢自由说话行事的。
Because he wouldn't dare to speak to act according to what he thinks.
因为害怕这个瓦器显露出来。
Because he's afraid that he would show the very nature of his earthen vessel.
我想这不是认识什么叫做真正的基督徒。
And I don't believe this is what a true Christian is.
因为你要这样做的话，你必须很著作，著作。
Because if you want to do this, you have to be very affected in a very unnatural way.
对，就是假装常常保持一个微笑。
Always being pretentious, have the big smiles on your face.
或者呢，经常有一个很严肃的脸。
Or you might have always have this poker serious face.
换句话说，就不是以前那个本相。
In another word, it's not who you are.
如果达到这样光景的话呢？
If you could reach this kind of a state.
那真的，那你说这成圣了？
Well, maybe you could say, well, I'm now being sanctified.
有一位我们都熟悉的属灵的前辈说过这么一句话。
Now, there's this one elder brother which we're all very familiar with. He said this once.
他说，一个人若不会做人，
if a person does not how to conduct himself as a human being,
就根本不会属灵。
He will never be spiritual.
或者我们以为一个人不像一个这个样人样子就越属灵，是不是？
Or we might think that if a person is less of the characteristics of this earthen vessel, then he is more spiritual.
一个人不能，若不会做人，他如何能做一个属灵人？
He who does not know how to conduct himself as a human being, how can he become a spiritual man?
所以保罗说，宝贝在瓦器里。
So here Paul says that he has this treasure in earthen vessel.
虽然四面受敌，却不被困住。
Even though he is hard pressed on every side, he is not crushed.
圣灵安排各样的环境在我们周围。
Now the Holy Spirit has arranged all kinds of circumstances around us.
让这个瓦器有裂缝。
So that the earthen vessels actually crack.
让这个瓦器有光从里面出来，透出来。
And through those cracks, the light can shine forth.
所以他说，我身上带着耶稣的死。
That's why Paul says that I always carry the dying of Jesus.
耶稣的那个致死，致死。
The ultimate.
是你那个字。
The being put to death.
好让耶稣的身不但在我身上，也在你们身上。
So that the life of Jesus not only is in Paul, but also is in you.
这是一个属灵人。
And this is a spiritual man.
所以我们说一个属灵的人，他是一个人。
So here we say, a spiritual man, first of all, is a man.
但是我们碰见他的时候，
However, when we encounter him,
我们碰见了基督。
We encounter Christ.
这是保罗。
And this is Paul.
我想我们有在学习跟随主路上。
In this journey of learning to following our Lord,
我们确实需要很多时候来平衡，知道我们是怎样一个人。
A lot of times we have to learn to balance ourselves to know exactly who we are.
比方说以前我觉得在这个祷告的机会里头。
For example, I used to feel that in all the prayer meetings.
哎呀，如果我那天一直祷告，一直祷告很长的话。
If that on that day I kept continuing praying.
哎呀，我就觉得没有顾念到边上的人。
But I realized I didn't really pay attention to all the other people around me.
那旁边人都快睡觉了。
Because most of them almost fell asleep.
有时候我们觉得好像祷告很长就属灵，是不是？
Many times we feel that if you pray a long prayer, you are spiritual, isn't that so?
但是我们记得我们旁边的人都不是天使啊。
But let's remember, all those around us are not angels.
我们都是有宝贝在里面的瓦器。
We are all simply earthen vessels with this treasure within.
不，有宝贝在瓦器里。
We have this treasure within earthen vessels.
我们都跟普通人一样。
We should be just like normal people.
我们有许多人生的事业，人生的试炼。
We have many human trials.
比方说，我们毕业了，找不到工作了。
For example, when you graduate, maybe you cannot find a job.
找的工作做得好好的被失业了。
Or maybe you do have a very good job and then you're laid off.
找的工作以后呢，工作场所诸般的难处。
Or at work, you just encounter all kinds of hardships.
人到中年生病了。
When we reach the middle age, we become sick.
我们失去亲人了。
We lose our relatives.
这些我们都会经历。
We will experience all of these.
我们跟常人一样。
We're not any different from the regular people.
但是我们要问，在这样的经历当中，我们能逢人就笑脸吗？
Let's ask ourselves this question. In this kind of experiences, are you able to smile when you come across with people?
我们里头真的如此吗？
Are you really smiling within your heart?
我们心里真的不慌吗？不难过吗？
We're not anxious, we're not flustered within our heart.
这是这个飓风来吹打我们那个房子。
Now this superstorm, as it beat upon our house.
我心里真是担忧。
I was really anxious.
因为从没经历过这么大的风。
Because I had never experienced such a great storm before.
所以就想，万一出事。什么应变的方案
So I was thinking, should anything happen, what should my reaction to all these possible circumstances?
当11点我们要入睡之前我们一起祷告
Now, it's about 11 or 12 o'clock at night before we went to bed, we stayed together and prayed.
之后我们里头就有平安
But afterward, we did have peace within our hearts.
但是半夜心里面还是觉得好像有点不放心。
But throughout the night, I still had this uneasiness within my heart.
我又起来两三次。
So I got up two or three times again.
耳朵听一下外面多大的风。
I listened to the storm to see exactly how big the gust was.
把窗帘拉开看看这个风有多大。
So I just opened the curtain to see how gusty the wind was.
稀奇的事情
But amazingly,
这是我经历一个觉得是一个神迹
And to me, it is a miracle.
外面听不到风声，看不见风吹。
I heard no sound of the wind, and I saw no wind blowing also.
所以我们都安然入睡了。
So we all slept really well at rest.
早晨起来以后呢？
In the morning when we woke up,
发现我们家五棵大树倒掉。
I realized five big trees in the backyard fell down.
你说这叫什么？
What would you call all this?
外面确实是有狂风。
Our words, when you would witness this boisterous wind.
但神让我们知道，我们里头有宝贝。
But God let us know that we have this treasure within us.
神让我们知道他是那位赐人平安的神。
God lets us know that He is the God of peace.
出人意料的平安。
This peace that's beyond understanding.
属天的平安。
Divine peace.
地上我们人生会经历很多的翻腾海啸、风波。
On the earth, we will go through all the tossing and breaking of the waves.
风风雨雨都有。
Rain and wind, we will experience it all.
是的，我们会担心，我们会忧虑。
Yes, we will be concerned, we will be anxious.
然而，我们会经历有宝贝在瓦器里。
But we will experience this, that within us we have this treasure.
神要我们这样认识他。
This is the way God wants us to know Him.
如果我们没有读到林后哥林多后书的话。
If we have never read 2 Corinthians,
我们心目当中想象的保罗,
In our mind, in our imagination, Paul
一定是一个非常不单是外表，里面都是很高大、坚强、威猛。
Is a giant, magnificent, great man within and without.
在您后里头，书信里头。
But in 2 Corinthians, we read.
我们刚才读到的一些经文。
Through all the passages we just read.
他说，是否忧愁？
As though sorrowful.
哎，我们要问了，保罗会忧愁吗？
And then we would ask, would Paul become sorrowful?
然后他说，我多多流泪啊。
And also Paul said, I cried a lot.
哎，保罗会多多流泪吗？
Would he shed much tears?
哎呀，他说我心里作难呢。
And also Paul said, I was in perplexity.
哎，保罗会这样吗？
Would Paul be like this?
他说我被压太重，力不能胜呢。
He said, I was so burdened, above.Strength beyond measure.
连活命的指望都没有。
I even despaired of life.
哎，你要困惑啊。
Then you become puzzled.
保罗会失望吗？
Could Paul become despaired?
如果我们渐渐读下去。
But if you continue to read on.
如果我们渐渐从我们生命的经历中来学习。
And step by step.In our experiences, you learn the leading from our Lord.
我们会看见基督徒不是天使。
Then we realize that Christians simply are not angels.
神不是造，神是造我们人。
God has formed man.
所以我们的保罗弟兄也有人的感觉。
Therefore, our brother Paul, of course, had human feelings.
所以我们说保罗首先是一个人。
So let's say,Paul first is a man.
他你我不远。
He's not that far from you and me.
这是一个我们可以认识的人。
This is one person you can actually get to know.
在他身上我们遇见宝贝。
And in him we can touch upon this treasure.
我们更赞美感谢主。
We also thank and praise God.
我们在他身上也遇见一个瓦器。
In Paul, we also encounter this earthen vessel.
我们有这宝贝在瓦器里。
Simply, we have this treasure in the earthen vessel.
他说他是惧怕的，害怕的。
He said he was fearful.
但却又是勇敢的。
And at the same time, he was valiant.
刚才我们读到的那九个矛盾的那段经文。
Now, in the passage in which we just read the ninth set of contradiction.
Yeah.六章那里，他说是否忧愁，
six,
是否是忧愁的
？As verse ten, as sorrowful,
却又是常常快乐的。
Yet always rejoicing,
是不是贫穷的
？As poor,
却叫许多人富足。
Yet making many rich,
是不是一无所有
？As have nothing,
却是样样都有。
And yet possessing all things,
是否被打倒了
？As though he was struck down.
却不是死亡。
But he was not destroyed.
他说他是软弱的。
Paul said he was very weak.
然而他说，什么时候我软弱
？But he also said, whenever I was weak.
什么时候就刚强了
？Then I became strong.
所以我们要问一下，什么是基督徒
？So let's ask this question: What is a Christian?
从保罗的身上，我们看见基督徒是集一个矛盾一身的。
In Paul, we could see a Christian's life is filled with this contradiction.
好像我们在一种矛盾的里头生活。
As though we just live in this state of conflict.
这是世人所不能了解的。
And this is something the world cannot understand.
基督徒因着神里面的神的大能。
And Christians, because of the great power of God.
他能够经历那个不断的得胜。
Are able to experience this continual victory.
正是在这种看似矛盾的生活里头。
It is exactly in this kind of life, which seems to be full of contradiction.
看似矛盾的光景里头。
In this kind of state of conflict.
我们有了各样的经历。
And then we actually experienced all things.
我们经历了神 把我们从死荫的幽谷带到平安的溪水边。
We experience the very fact that God led us out of this dark shadow, valley of shadow and darkness, and in onto this streams, these pastures of rest.
我们认识不但是头脑。
So we know God not only with this head knowledge.
我们能够说这位神是又真又活的神。
But also we could profess that this is the true and living God.
因为这是在你我经历当中的神。
Because this is the God who lives in yours and my experiences.
所以我们说保罗是一个能征战的人。
So here we say Paul is a man of war. He is able to wage wars.
他是有经历的人。
He is a man with experiences.
我们说书房里面出不了勇士，书房书在。
We say that warriors never come out of study rooms.
我最近有些好奇，看那个中国大陆有那个在开那个十八大的会议。
I've been very curious because China recently just opened this
党代表会。
This Republic People's Congress.With all the communist parties, because
我好奇就看了一下，他新任命了七个大军区的司令员。
I was very curious because they recently appointed
军区
the seven new commanders.
对 commander 对，七个大的军区啊。
In seven big military districts.
对，我就看好奇看他们的经历。
So I was very curious. I would just read all their experiences.
都是像你我在座中年人这个年纪。
And they were just like you and me in middle age.
他们当中几乎每一个人都是16岁当兵，17岁当兵。
Almost everyone of them joined the army at the age of 16 or 17.
所以说，几乎每一个人都是从士兵到了将军。
It's almost the same. Everyone was started as a soldier and then promoted to a general.
一个人要成为基督的精兵。
So for a person to become the elite soldier of Christ,
他一定是一个有经历的人。
He had to be filled with experiences.
所以主把我们摆在他的聚会中。
And this is why the Lord has placed us in His congregation.
主把我们摆在各样的环境里。
The Lord has placed us in all kinds of situations.
都要我们学习依靠这位神。
So that we could learn to rely on this God.
让我们深深的经历，我们是有宝贝在瓦器。
So that we could experience it so deeply that we as earthen vessels have this treasure within our hearts.
从保罗身上我们看见主不是把人的软弱挪去。
And in Paul we also see the Lord does not remove all the infirmities, weaknesses from man.
因为在你我经历当中我们常常会说求主让我怎么样刚强一点。
Because in your and in my experiences we often ask the Lord, Lord make me strong.
求主让我能够胜过怎样怎样，对不对？
Lord make me overcome this all situations.
但是主没有把保罗的软弱挪去。
However, the Lord has never removed all of Paul's weaknesses.
或是只让保罗显出那个属天的能力。
The Lord never let Paul only to show this spiritual power.
神的旨意是要让属天的能力显在从软弱中显出来。
It is the will of God that this divine power should be shown in people's weaknesses.
主不是消极地除去我们的软弱。
The Lord does not read our weaknesses passively.
而是要把我们带进那个在软弱中能够有那个得胜的生命。
But actively, He wants us to live this overcoming life in our weaknesses.
主做的是积极的。
The Lord's work is always active.
他是赐下能力给软弱的人。
He is the God who gives power and strength to the weak.
他赐的能力是在我们的软弱当中显出来。
And His strength is made manifest in our infirmities.
所以保罗也告诉我们，他说有一根刺加在他的肉体上。
That's why Paul tells us that there is a thorn being place on him.
我们不知道这根刺是什么。
Although we do not know what this thorn is.
但是我们知道这根刺让保罗非常的软弱。
However, we do know that this thorn causes Paul to be very weak.
所以保罗三次求主。
Therefore, Paul pleaded with the Lord three times.
让这根刺离开他。
To remove this thorn.
但是主很清楚明确地告诉他。
But the Lord told him so distinctly and clearly.
我的恩典够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
保罗有这句话，够了。
And for Paul, as long as he has this statement, that's enough.
你我今天在难处当中，软弱当中。
Now you and I today in the midst of all the hardships and weaknesses.
我们能不能说这句话？
Can we
say 经历保罗的经历
the same thing and experience the same experiences that Paul has gone through?
主的恩典够我们用。
The Lord's grace is sufficient for us.
我们可以说，在一个最有信心的基督徒身上
，We could say this even in a Christian who has the best faith.
瓦器也是常显出的。
He also shows for us this characteristics of earth as an earthen vessel.
在我们的基督徒生活里头
In our Christian life,
我们有时候在信心当中，我们知道神有这样的应许。
Sometimes in our faith, we do know that God has this kind of promises.
我们在信心里头觉得神有这样的带领。
And also in our faith, we know God has this kind of leading.
神有这样的引导。
And God has been guiding us in such a way.
但是在这样的当中，在这样的时刻，我们里头常常会有一种疑惑出来。
But even in the midst of all this, at this very specific moment, your doubt would arise.
神是不是这样带领呢
？Is God really leading us, me in this way?
我的信心有没有问题呢
？Is there any problem to my faith?
我想这些都是我们一种正常的光景。
And I believe all these are the normal conditions.
我们最勇敢的时候，可能就是我们最胆怯的时候。
Our bravest moment could also become our most timid time.
我们最喜乐的时候，可能忧愁就上来了。
At our happiest time, maybe sorrow, grief simply well up.
神要我们看见，只有他的大能、复活的能力，能够带我们超越这一切。
And God wants to show us.Only through His resurrection power, we can bypass and overcome all this.
从保罗的经历当中
From Paul's experiences.
从他的教训真理中
From his doctrine of the truth.
我们真是要大大的感谢赞美主
We really want to greatly give thanks to God and praise Him.
因为人的软弱永远不能够限制这个属天的能力
Because man's infirmities can never limit this divine ability, power.
我们会以为忧伤会不见，喜乐会不见。我们忧伤的时候，我们就没有喜乐了。
When we are sorrowful, we do not have this gladness.
我们以为流眼泪的时候就无法赞美了。
And we feel that when our tears are flowing, and then we're not able to praise Him.
我们会以为疑惑的时候，我们里头就没信心了。
When we feel that when we are puzzled, then there is no faith within us.
从保罗的经历当中，我们再看见。
But then as we examine Paul's experiences, we could see it here.
神要把我们带进一个地步。
That God wants to lead us into such a state.
就是当人在各样的环境里头，面对各样的事情的时候。
That regardless the circumstance that a person might be placed in and facing all kinds of situations.
好像只有一个瓦器的时候。
As though all you can see yourself only as earthen vessels.
神要我们看见
But God wants us to see
实在是有宝贝在你
That
you
truly have this treasure within
所以当我们灰心的时候
So when we lose our heart
我们要来到神的面前
We have to come before God
我们心中我们疑惑害怕的时候
When we are afraid When we are bewildered
我们屈膝在神的面前顺服神
We bow our knees before God And we obey Him
我们这样的瓦器就会有宝贝显出那个荣光。
Then we as these earthen vessels will reveal the glory of God.
什么是宝贝
？So what is the treasure?
宝贝就是主耶稣的生命。
This treasure is actually the life of Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣得胜的生命。
This is the victorious life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是复活生命的能力。
This is the power of this resurrection life.
人性是一个瓦器。
Human nature is this earthen vessel.
我们基督徒与别的瓦器不一样的地方在哪里？
Now, what's a different thing in us as earthen vessels as opposed to others?
不是瓦器的材料不一样。
It's not that the material of this earthen vessel is different.
而是它里面所承载的内容不一样。
But it is because the very content this earthen vessel contains.
我们唯一不同与人不同的是。
The only thing that which separates us from the rest.
里面珍藏着奇妙的宝贝。
Is this treasure which is hidden within.
我想到有一个聚会的光景，我想，我们稍微交通一点。
I just want to fellowship with you on the very conditions of one meeting place.
这个聚会在中国神的仆人兴起，主兴起神的仆人，让在当年的中国大大的复兴了那个教会。
That church was greatly revived through some greatly used servants of God in China.
后来到了台湾。
And then the whole congregation moved to Taiwan.
渐渐的，我们都知道，这样的聚会就慢慢的偏离主的带领。
And gradually, we all know this that they have gone astray from the leading of the Lord.
我们只是听过一些或者读过一些的书而已。
We read some accounts or about this or read some books about this.
所以我不敢说我有多。怎么了解这样一个聚会的这个演变的光景
？So I would not dare to claim that I actually understand the whole involvement of the situation.
我只想略略的提一下，关乎今天我们交通这个主题啊，在这个聚会可能他们偏离的一点原因。
Now, in view of the theme of my sharing, I just want to mention the possible reasons that this fellowship has gone astray.
因为在他们近年所发表的信息当中
In the recent messages they delivered
他说人可以成为神人
They claim that man could become a God man
他说羊生的老羊生的小羊
They claim that a lamb born out of the, from the sheep
他们应该是一样的生命。
They are of the same life.
但是他忘记一点。
But they forgotten one point.
人，基督徒，我们可以与神的性情有份。
As Christians, yes, we do become partakers of his, God's divine nature.
但是我们永远不能与神的神格、神的位格有份。
But we'll never be partakers of God's deity, His divine nature.
我在思想这一段经文的时候，就想到了这个聚会的这个光景。
I was meditating on this theme, and then I just thought of this condition of this fellowship.
如果我们知道什么叫做基督徒
，So if we do know what a Christian is about,
如果我们知道一个基督徒是以主的在主的手里或者说我们是什么样的性质
If we do understand that as a Christian we are in the hand of God or to say we do know the true conditions of ours
我们知道我们不过是有宝贝在这瓦器里
We are simply having this treasure within us that as earthen vessels
我们看看全本圣经当中神所兴起的这些仆人他们是什么样的人什么样的性质成分
As you consider the very nature of the contents of all the men raised up by God throughout the ages in the Bible
我想这个聚会的弟兄们或许就不会先有这样的发表
Then if they were able to do so then they would not havehad made this kind of this kind of declaration.
我们需要很平衡的来认识我们自己这个人。
So we have to come to know ourselves as man in a very balanced way.
我们不需要掩盖这个瓦器。
We do not have to cover these earthen vessels.
我们知道神是使用我们这样的器皿。
We know God uses us as the earthen vessels.
神能让他的宝贝来支配这个瓦器。
But God is able to use this treasure within us to control us.
神可以兴起各样的环境。
God is able to raise up all kinds of circumstances.
让这个瓦器里头透出荣耀的光。
So that earthen vessels will reveal this glory.
这是基督徒的荣美。
And this is the beauty and of Christians.
神的宝贝可以从我们每一个卑微的瓦器里面彰显出来。
And God's treasure can be made manifest in every lowly vessel.
我们再说，基督徒是一个矛盾的生活。
So let's say it again that Christians lead a life of contradiction.
正是因为如此，神让我们认识他。
And it is because of this that God allows us to know Him.
当我们更深多一点的进入基督徒生活的时候，
When we come into deeper Christian living,
我们更多的认识宝贝的显明。
And then we will come to know the deeper revealing of this light from the earthen vessels.
更多的经历复活生命能力的那个显出。
And we will experience more of the manifestation of this power of resurrection life.
瓦器没有变。
This earthen vessel has not been changed.
我们在我们弟兄姊妹当中，在我们所经历当中。
Now, in all our experiences, through all the brothers and sisters,
我们会看见那个属天的忍耐在一个急躁的人的身上出来了。
We could actually witness this divine patience in a hot-tempered person.
一个属天的谦卑在一个傲慢的人里面出来。
We could see this divine humility out of this arrogant man.
神的能力，神的刚强，在一个软弱的身上，软弱弟兄姊妹的身上活出来了。
And also, we could see that God's strength, God's power, His life actually being lived out from this weak vessel of His.
你想这是何等荣美的光景？
Imagine what a glorious day this is.
我们要强调我们重在这个积极的这个因素方面。
We have to emphasize that we are We are speaking of the positive side of this.
我们重在点是看见宝贝本身。
The emphasis is to see the treasure itself.
而不是我们这个承载宝贝的这个简陋的这个器皿。
The focus should not be upon us as shoddy earthen vessels who contain this treasure.
神不要我们常常注目在我们自己身上。
God does not want us to focus attention upon ourselves.
神也不要我们常常看环境。
Nor does He want us to regard all the circumstances.
神也不要我们去看狂风，看大浪。
Nor does He want us to look at the gusty wind or the roaring waves.
神带领我们是积极的。
But very actively, positively, He's been leading us.
神不要我们去看我们消极的瓦器这一面。
He does not want us to only focus on this passive side of earthen vessels.
是的，我们天然的东西还在的。
Yes, our natural things do exist.
哎呀，我们会急躁，我们会胆怯。
We become timid, we become very anxious and impatient.
哎，我们会冲动。
And we become very rash.
等等等等。
And so on.
但是我们记得。
But let's all remember this.
借着神的十字架的工作。
Through the work of God's cross.
神耶稣基督这个珍贵的宝贝的生命。
Through this true precious life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
要在我们这些人性上软弱的人身上完全的得胜。
This very treasure will overcome completely in us, this weak human beings, earth, his earthen vessels.
让我们看见这极大的能力不是出于我们。
So that we could see that surpassing greatness does not come from us.
乃是出于神。
But it is of God.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank our Lord.
我们有宝，这宝贝在瓦器里。
We have this treasure within our the us as the earthen vessels.
是的。
Yes.
他要让我们认识到。
He wants us to know.
经历到。
To experience.
这莫大的能力。
That surpassing power.
这胜过罪的能力。
Which could overcome sin.
这得胜的生命的能力。
This very power of an overcoming life.
不是出于我们。
Does not come originate from us.
乃是出于神。
But it is from God.
好，我们低头一些祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
何等样的恩典。
What grace.
让我们这些原来从前不堪的人。
That it is for us who were so unworthy before.
被你拯救。能得到你的荣眼荣耀的生命。
Be saved and also to obtain your eternal glorious life.
主，真是求你巴不得带领我们更多经历这个生命的能力。
Lord, lead us on to experience more of the power of this life.
虽然我们有眼泪。
Even though our tears would flow.
但是因着你宝贝在你头，我们能够欢笑，能够赞美。
But because of you, because of this treasure which resides in us, we will be able to rejoice and be able to shout for joy.
我们会软弱。
We will become weak.
但是主，我们真是要夸自己的软弱。
But Lord, we will boast of our weaknesses.
因为你说你的恩典是够我们用的。
Because you've said your grace is sufficient.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks to you and we praise you.
在你恩典中带领我们一生的道路。
In grace, continue to lead all our life's journey.
我们祷告是靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask in the name of the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.